Oh, how are you?
Well, good morning, sir. Congratulations on your speech last night.
Well, we got a wonderful reaction to it, and I hope it does some good.
Well, the Los Angeles Times, I just finished reading it. It certainly has a proper tone, and we're just mighty proud of you.
Thank you, Admiral. I didn't know you called yesterday. I was over in the television room doing a broadcast when you called, or I'd have been right on it. I didn't get the note till late last night when I got back from Baltimore.
Well, Mr. President, I knew how busy you were, and I just wanted to inquire and see if that job's still open.
No, it failed the other day when I talked to you.
Well, Mr. President, I'm just getting kind of dug in my company, but my company, Air Jet General Corporation, and I talked it over, and we both felt it. One is a sacrifice we should make to help you in carrying out your manifold duties, and so I'm ready and willing, and they've given me a leave of absence to come right on back.
All right. Well, that's what I do. I just get on back here just the earliest moment you can, because you probably ought to take a little trip with McCone. You at least ought to get all of his private things. I haven't talked to him. I really don't want to until I'm ready to announce it, because I don't want it to get all over the place. And I also got to talk to this fellow Helms and tell him what I want him to do.
Yes, sir.
And
Keep this quiet, don't
tell a human, and tell whoever you talk to in your company that they're the best keepers of secrets you ever saw. Jack Connor with Merck got his board of directors to act on him, and no human ever knew it. But most of these professors I talked to, they got to leak something. But a businessman can keep it, so tell them to please keep it until we announce it, and then let me get a hold of this Helms fella and tell him how I want him to work in there, and what sacrifice you're making to come help us, and how I want him to be prepared to be your associate and work like a dog, and how he's got to carry a good part of the physical load, although I don't think we ought to mention that to anybody. I just go on like you never had any problem in your life, and the more you talk about it, the more you increase the problem. And I just, I'd come to work on Friday if I wanted to, and if I didn't, I'd go sit in the sun, or I'd go look at something I had in California, or I'd go, you've got a good plane, they have you fixed up about as well as any agency, because it's all you don't have to service it, and I just do as I damn pleased. I know how conscientious you are, but I want to stress the fact that you're not supposed to follow any hours. The only thing you're supposed to follow is your doctor and your own judgment.
Yeah, my doctor gave me a clean bill of health. He said I just couldn't tell him what I was going to do. Just said I'd been considered for a more intensive job, and he gave me a clean bill of health. He said just don't combine a lot of exercise with a lot of emotional strains, and you can take as much as the rest.
Well,
I was happy about that, sir.
Well, I feel better what I'm doing.
Yeah, I did too, sir. May I ask a question, sir?
Yes.
I would like to disagree with you, and I suppose I would be come back as a civilian.
Oh, yes, you have to. That's what we want you to do. No, wait a minute now. Yeah, you have to. I think they got some provision in the law that not both of them will be military, but I think it's all right as civilian. Anyway, what we want to do is we want you, on account of your military experience, your background, and your judgment and so forth there, this other fellow will be a civilian under you, but I would assume that you'd of course be in civilian clothes, get civilian pay, whatever your retirement will let you, and things of that kind. But
I would not like to be called back on active duty.
No, we won't do that. No.
And you would like Mr. McCone leave about the 1st of May?
Yes, that's when he says he won't stay beyond the 1st of May. He won't go February, March. He's got a lot of sickness in his family and a lot of problems out there.
Well, with your permission, then I'll come on back first thing next week and go right on out to see him and start working in.
That's fine, if you want to. If I do it, I don't know whether you get away Sunday or not. I'm going to be at the ranch, and you might let me send a plane out there for you, and you come land at the ranch and spend Sunday night with me, and come up with me Monday morning in Air Force One. It might give us a little time to talk. We might really announce it then.
I, uh, I haven't had such a good offer as that since I was born.
All right, let's just tentatively assume that you come in the ranch either Saturday night or Sunday, and we'll spend a little day riding around and resting and getting adjusted, and I'll have my Jetstar at, what is, Los Angeles Airport?
Well, sir, I was going down Palm Springs. We got a place down there. I sort of hung up a shingle down there.
Have you got an airport there that
yes,
takes
sir.
A Jetstar?
Yes, sir, I think so.
All right.
If not, I'll be where it was, you know,
it's good. They'll know how to get you at Palm Springs.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, would you like to come spend Saturday night or come Sunday? Which would you prefer? We'd love to have you Saturday evening for dinner. You can leave out there, afternoon and get the ranch. You land right at the ranch.
Well, I'd leave that up to you, sir.
Now, well, then come plan to be there Saturday night. You and how much family are you going to bring with you? What do you got?
I just got my wife, but I...
Well, is she coming with you?
I just leave. I'm gonna leave her behind.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. You just handle it any way you want to, and you just.
But isn't that conspicuous if landed at March Air Force Base?
That's all right.
All right. But Palm Springs is where I'd be.
Well, let's see if we
can. Los Angeles. I can stay right here in Los Angeles.
No. You just be where you're gonna be, and I'll call you. I'll call you Saturday morning and tell you where the plane is after we check out the runway at Palm Springs.
All right, sir.
If that's where you're going to be.
I can just not go down there.
You just do whatever you want to do that comes naturally.
Thank you, sir.
And then we'll call and locate you.
All right, sir.
And then we'll see.
All right.
And don't you say a word to a human.
Not, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, sir.